In the realm of Schar Va'Oinish, one of the most difficult in Yonim to understand is the relationship between parents and children. We find, on the one hand, very beferish pasuk says Layumsu Avos Al Banim, Banim Layumsu Al Avos. Children will not be punished for the sins of their parents, nor will parents be punished for the sins of their children. But if one looks further afield in Mamre Chazal, so we find that both Bidei Shamayim and, to an extent, Bidei Adam, there is punishment. In terms, a person can be punished for something that their ancestors did, a person can be punished for something that their descendants did. And just bring a raya for this, the Gemara said earlier in the 7th parak that a person who's a Rasha, who's a son of a tzaddik, so people are allowed to call the Rasha, Rasha ben Rasha. Even though his father is a tzaddik, we call the father a Rasha. We learn this out from the sugya of a Bas Kayin, because it says, Esavia hi mechaleles, by her action of Zenos, if she's Mizana, so she's mechalel her father, not just herself, but also her father. And therefore, we're allowed to withhold from her father the kavod, which according to some Rishonim, which is ordinarily extended towards Kaihanim, because he had a daughter who went off the Darach, who was Mizana. So, there are times when parents can be punished for the sins of their children. And we certainly know that parents can be rewarded for the mitzvahs of their children. There's Chafetz Chaim brings down a Zohar that talks about how there was a particular mushchas, a person who did many aveiros, and he had a son who became a Baal Tshuva after he passed away. And as his son grew more and more observant, so he came in a dream to his son's Rebbe and said, you should know, they're taking me out of Gehenna slowly but surely. And his son became a Ben Taira and started seeing Chidushim. And he said, when my son became a Ben Taira, so they put me on the highest dais in Gan Eden. And every time he says another Chidush, they put another crown on my head. So parents are certainly rewarded for the mitzvahs of their children. Parents can be punished for the averis of their children. So everyone says, not exactly sure at present what the makar is, but that people say that when a child is not yet bar mitzvah, so then parents are soivel the oinshim for their averis. Again, it seems that the parents are being punished for the averis that are performed by the children. And the opposite direction also, you know, one finds Mamre Chazal, the Gemara says in Ksubos, needs to be understood, but just if one looks at the Pashtos Hadvarim, the Gemara says that sometimes young children can be taken away, Chas V'Shalem, Lo Aleinu, because of the sins of their parents. And again, that shows in the opposite direction, that again, person can be punished for a sin which was not his. Again, presumably the same thing. Children can be rewarded for the zechuyos of their parents. We know that in the zechus of the avos, in the zechus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in the zechus of the imahos, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, in the zechus of all of our righteous ancestors. So the Gemara tells us, Tosfos has a comment on it in Masechet Shabbos, that Klal Yisrael up until this day is surviving and prospering in the merit of this zechus avos. So we see that both parents and children can both benefit from the actions of the other one and can be harmed by the negative actions of the other one. And this needs to be explained and reconciled with the Gemara, that with the pasuk that says that each person is going to be judged purely for his own actions, not for the actions of somebody else. So there's a number of mahalchim that are taken. If one looks at Rav Eisenman's commentary on Sefer Yechezkel, so he outlines a number of mahalchim, whether historically there were different tekufos in history when different rules took effect, or whether it's a more subtle thing that in some senses there is a tseruf between the parent and the child, and in other senses there's no tseruf. And in those senses where there is a tseruf, there's possibility and opportunity for a person to be punished and rewarded for the other person's actions, whereas to the extent that there's no tzeiruf, so then each person is on his own. I want to say over one very quick mahalach. It's one out of many, because this is a very, very thorny issue, and it's been addressed at length by many mefarshim. But what are one of the things that creates a tzeiruf between parent and a child? So one of the famous Gemaras that address this issue tell us that a child will be punished for his or her parents' sins if he or she is mamshich and carries on the legacy of those sins. So in that sense, it's not that the child is being punished for the parents' sins as much as the child is being punished for his or her own aveiros. And it's only ascribed to the parents because they were the ones who began this trajectory of sin. They were the ones who started the pattern. And therefore it's called that the child is ne'anash for the sin of the parent. And I think there's a similar vart the opposite direction as well. There are some times when the avera that's performed by a child can cause an onesh for the parent, because it reflects some sort of an imperfection in the parent himself. Again, if the son can be punished for his father's sins, if he himself shares in that imperfection, so in that same way that a parent can be punished for the child's sins, if the parent shares in that imperfection. And Revolbi actually writes, in his discussion of Chinuch, he brings down a very interesting lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chagiga that a father is obligated to bring his son for the Shalosh Regalim, Ulehi Ra'ois Boi, which in the simple sense it means that the father is chayiv to be seen together with his son at the Yerushalayim, at the Beit HaMikdash, during each of the Regalim. But if one takes a more literal interpretation of this line in the Rambam, which could have been formulated in a less ambiguous way, then what it means is that the father is nire bivnoi, that he is seen through his son. That, in other words, when people face society, they sometimes have a veneer or a mask of civility and politeness, or even a mask of tzidkus. And sometimes the mask is a very, very thin mask, a thin veneer. At other times it's something which is very, very thick, and really it comprises most of a person's identity. But a person's avodah is always to go and to uproot even the last sins, the shoyresh pyre vajvalana, even the seeds or the tiny roots of negativity that exist within us. And if a person doesn't succeed in uprooting those, then at times, because children are able to see through the veneer or the mask much better than colleagues and much better than adults, and therefore a person's child, says Revolbi, will observe him and will see through the mask, and the behavior of the child may reflect what lies underneath the veneer, the persona that the parent has towards society. And therefore the father, the parent, is misra'e bivno. He actually is seen through his son. Who he really is recognizable through the conduct of his son. Revolbi brings down other midrashim, says the Medrash says that there was a father, and he didn't give proper toichacha to his son. He had a certain adishus, a certain apathy towards certain things that his son had been saying, and ultimately, so the son did horrible averis, and people realized that it was the father's apathy, the father's failure to sympathize or to feel pain and tsar for the values that the child was desecrating, that ultimately led the child to pursue that road of desecration to its final terminus. So therefore, the idea is that the conduct of a child, says Revolbi, can be a reflection of the parent's inner self. And therefore, based on this, I think this is one mahalach to understand why it is that parents can be ne'anash for the sins of their children. that parents can be nanash because there's if the children do aveiros, sometimes it's because of what they see behind the parents' mask, and sometimes it's because of the parents' apathy, which itself is a reflection of their own values, and hence the av is misra'e bivno, and therefore the av can be nanash for the ben, and the kohen who gave birth to a daughter who was mizana, so she's going to be called a rasha, bas rasha, and this is not to say that every parent is to blame for every sin that's performed by the child. Yiddishkeit is not a deterministic religion. We don't believe in determinism. There are many other reasons why this can be true. And the idea of calling a Rasha ben Tzadik, Rasha ben Rasha, the idea of withholding Kavod, according to those Rishonim, from Kehanim, whose children are Mechalel or Isam, is not something which is miyosad, because there is an absolute certainty that the parent is responsible for the avir of the children, but at the same time it's something which is the halacha and which reflects upon this possibility. Again, there are other mahalchim which may be necessary to answer up the entirety of cases. No single mahalach is going to answer up everything. And in the same sense that children can be mitzdarif to the sins of their parents because there's a chisaron in them, so to the opposite direction as well. And the shaychus to Parakhilek is that the Gemara says that that Yeshua Kohen Gadol was nanash because his children were noisim noshim nochriyos, and he wasn't moicha. He didn't protest. He showed this apathy towards their intermarriage, and therefore, even though he himself was a tremendous tzaddik, but that apathy that he displayed towards them, the failure to give them teichacha, the failure to rebuke them, to criticize them in a loving manner, that failure ultimately led to his begotten being scorched, and that was his einish for the actions of his children. Amos, we find this idea all over the place by teichacha, that a person who fails, who neglects to give teichacha, can be nanash for the actions of those whom he could have been moichiach. But on a concluding note, I've heard from many chashuv people that nowadays what needs the most chizuk is not the inyan of giving teichacha. The Chazon Ish even brings down that anachnu lav bnei teichacha anan. We don't know how to give teichacha. And nowadays, what needs a lot of chizuk is to show that we have hakaras hatoiv, that we appreciate the values, the good things, the good midos, however few they may be, that remain even in people who you know, go off the derech. Obviously, that has to be counterbalanced with the sensitivity for our own neshamas, and with the possibility that being harsh towards them will bring them back as well. But there are so many people nowadays who are just malim ayin. They ignore the fact that sometimes giving harsh criticism pushes people further off the derech, and that what people very often need is just a little bit more love and a little bit more attention to bring them back. And the same way that apathy can be expressed by failure to give harsh teichacha, apathy can also be expressed through failure to give proper acceptance and provide a safe haven for people to come back to if they feel like coming back. People feel like they're cut off, like they have no hope anymore. There's nowhere for them to come back to, so then they could be lost forever. But if they have a feeling that there's a warm place for them to return to when the phase that they're going through is over, so then already that's something which is very strong and very necessary. And people who don't provide that safe haven can very often, both whether it's a safe haven of a family, safe haven of a community, safe haven of even more global community of religious people in general, so their failure to do that may also be an exhibit of apathy and a failure of teichacha. It's a very, very complicated sugya, and I'm not going through all of the details that inform the calculations. It has to be made on a case-by-case basis, but it is important to know that that this is necessary as well. Yeshua Kohen Gadol, when he was faulted for in his dar under his circumstances, so that was a form that his teichacha should have taken, and that it didn't take that teichacha. But in other dairies, in other circumstances, so sometimes the approach to deal with these things are different. But in the end of the day, if a person is not motivated by love for his descendants or love for his fellow Yidden to be mechiach them in the proper way, under some circumstances this can be indicative or demonstrative of a chesaron in ourselves.